This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Talked the other day about old Uncle Bosey. Yeah, Joe Biden's amazing uncle. Joe Biden's got a lot of amazing family members. All you got to do is let him tell the story. Old Uncle Bosey, another small lie that amounts to a big thing. It's the little lies, folks. What they say, scratch a lie, you find a thief. That's the saying. That's how pathological liars operate. It makes them a danger to the democracy. To quote leftists, they tell you a little lie because a little lie has lots of other lies around it, and those other lies are big lies. And Joe Biden recently implied that his pilot, Uncle Bosey, was shot down over the Pacific while he was flying a mission, and that cannibals ate the man. When I say cannibals, cannibals ate old Uncle Bosey. And as Biden would say to something so ridiculous, no joke. No joke. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, if you're listening to I Ain't No Joke. I'm the real deal. I'm glad you're here. Over the weekend, I was not eaten by cannibals. Let's go back to Joe Biden. Well, let me tell these people where to get a hold of me. And I want you to jot this down if you're new to the program. The Kevin Jackson Network, not V as in Victor, V as in Tango Hotel Echo, T-H-E, The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And I'm going to encourage everybody to connect, get signed up for Spreely and connect with me there, because the Backstage Club will all be connected to this stuff here shortly. And I got to tell you, I have a wonderful friend. His name is Terry Littlepage. Terry can be tough to get a hold of at times, but what a God-fearing Christian guy who has really done a lot to help our team. And of course, it's vice versa. We've helped him tremendously. And 7 years ago, Terry and I were trying to partner up, and we finally did. And I can tell you, folks, we have a home. I have a church home, as they say, with Spreely. And what we're building out, I think, is going to be very surprising to you, how sophisticated it is and how cool it is. And I'm so excited to share this stuff with you. So be sure to keep checking. You're going to start seeing a lot of things change on the website, things, you know, to help us out with. And the other thing I want to encourage you to do is look at our sponsors. For example, our gold guy, Genesis Gold Group, amazing company. If you've got an IRA and you want to get physical gold in your hands, because gold has been on an upshift, and when Trump gets back into office, I predict gold's going to go even higher. So you can go to KJ Gold now. You'll get a lot of information from the guys over at Genesis Gold Group. They have what's called an asset protection kit, and no cost. Download it. KJ Gold now. And I'm going to tell you, the best investment, I mean, I wish I'd kept my stock in NVIDIA. Lord knows I'm glad I sold my Tesla stock. But the best overall investment I've had over the past 5 years has been the gold that I got when I had a gold sponsor originally from the show before I got on to Genesis. By the way, Genesis Radio Network has gone out of business. So we are independent in that sense, even though we still have the same affiliates. We're an independent radio show now because Genesis finally said, you know what, we've had enough. So just an interesting sidebar. But I do want to tell you that the things that we recommend are the things that we use. So I hope you'll take advantage of that. And because by doing that, you also support what we do here. And that's important as well. I want to move on. I want to talk about Uncle Bosey because, as I mentioned, Joe Biden, you know, said that he was shot down while he was flying a sortie, which is called a mission. And here's what he said. He became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came on. He flew single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. And then he said he got shot down over New Guinea and they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real, he said, in that part of New Guinea. Well, as it turns out, we know there's no proof that he was eaten by cannibals because, as I've very sarcastically pointed out, when a plane dives into the water head first at a few hundred miles an hour, there's generally only shark meat that's left. The cannibals don't go out there and go, hey, the plane went down. Let's go get whatever's left there. But Joe Biden alluded that the cannibals ate his uncle, but that wasn't the lie. The bigger lie was that Joe Biden said that his uncle was a pilot because Uncle Bolsey was a member of the ground crew. He was not a pilot. So those so-called Renaissance exploits that Joe Biden alluded to were just more lies. The man never flew single-engine airplanes over war zones. And the media came to the rescue, and they downplayed his comments as, you ready for this word, misstatements. They were just a misstatement. It was just Joe being Joe, telling a story, you know, giving you a little bit of extra flavor to the story. Yeah, what else does Joe give us a little bit of extra flavor to? Unbelievable. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, it was noted by one of the press corps members that she had a tab in her notebook called cannibal. So they knew she was prepared to discuss the cannibal thing. And here's what she said about the comment on cannibals.
Some questions.
We just see the cannibal tab in your book.
There's no cannibal tab. What are you talking about? Is that what you're asking me about?
Can you fit us in?
Yeah.
Okay. Look, I'll just, and I think we shared this with some of you, so I'm just going to kind of repeat. Look, you saw the president. He was incredibly proud of his uncle's service in uniform. You saw him at the war memorial. It was incredibly emotional and important to him. You saw him respond to all of you when asked about the moment yesterday. And his uncle, who lost his life when the military aircraft he was on crashed in the Pacific after taking off near New Guinea. The president highlighted his uncle's story as he made the case for honoring our sacred commitment to equip those we send to war and to take care of them and their families when they come home. And as he reiterated that the last thing American veterans are suckers or losers, and he wanted to make that clear. He wanted to make
story.
I mean, look, I don't have anything beyond about what I just laid out, but it was a really proud moment for him. It was incredibly emotional. I think some of your colleagues, as you know, Zeke, were there.
It was emotional. Ooh, yeah. Joe Biden lies about his uncle getting eaten by cannibals. He lies about the role that his uncle played. But let's downplay it because he was emotional. You know, and Donald Trump shouldn't be president. Great show today, folks. Stick around.
Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verb Spray Vitamins. Verb Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verb Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit verbsprayvitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I want to have a little, do a little segment a little bit differently, and it may end up just being the rest of the hour. We'll see how it goes, but I want to do this. I want to break down the lies. I want to do it individually. And as I break down a lie, I'm going to play a clip, break down a lie, play a clip. Maybe we'll discuss it a little bit because we have so much here that it's difficult to get to all of it. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And I ask you to take the number down because I want you to call me. I ask you to write down the website address because I want you to visit. I want you to see what we do. We give out website addresses and there's not much there. Ours has lots there. If you want to check out the FlickFest, you could go there right now, theflickfest.com, and go check it out for free. We took down the sign up. Now it's going to go back up because I'm taking that company public. And we'll be making more announcements on that here as well. But you can go check it out. Go see some of the films, all award-winning films. We haven't put any new ones up there because we're waiting on the new transition, but that's about to occur. Glad you guys are with me. I want to communicate with you. I want you to understand how important you are.
And many of you, when we talk, you're like, Kevin, I can't believe you're giving me that much time. Well, it's generally because my family's away or they're asleep or something like that. So you're getting the time that I have, but I do give it to you. And that's more than most of these guys that come on here and take your money and, you know, act like they're big shots or whatever. And they don't care. I mean, I don't want to say that. They do care. But they don't care as much as I do. I genuinely like interacting with my folks. And many of you know this. We've been trying to get together at reunions and all kinds of stuff. And I'm happy to try to make it. And speaking of which, if you do have an event that you want me to go to, let me know. You got to let me know in advance because I can get it on the schedule. I was supposed to go with some friends of mine from college to their family reunion, but my mother-in-law got sick. But I'm definitely going to go do that because I want to see those fellows. We hadn't seen each other. Well, I saw one of them when he came through St. Louis, and we went and had a steak together. But we're going to do a lot more together. And once I get this IPO, Poor Man's IPO, launched and it frees up my time and I can put my energy into, you know, attacking Hollywood and stuff, doing the things that we've got on the slate, then I'm going to be able to move about the country a lot freer. I'll be talking about a lot of movie projects and things like that that are going to blow your mind. We have a lot of fun stuff in the works. So I'm excited about it. I'm glad many of you will probably be a part of it. And we're just growing. We're being blessed in ways I cannot describe. And I want to take a moment right now to publicly thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for everything that he does in my life and for what he does in the lives of my friends. I want to go back to breaking down the lies. So are you ready for some leftist lies? I'll give you one. America is not diverse enough. Now, let's play this clip from Dr. Phil talking about DEI, diversity, which a friend of mine says didn't earn it. That's what he uses, DEI, didn't earn it. But, and I call it DIE, D-I-E. But here's Dr. Phil talking about DEI.
Some demographics come to the table and have to overcome racism, unconscious bias, misogyny. And so how do we help level the playing field for everyone?
Okay, so that means you're trying to create a quality of outcome.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I hear you saying about playing God. Yeah. How do you create a quality of outcome? When people aren't the same. You're right. Some people are shorter. Some people are taller looking over that fence. They can't both play in the NBA.
Right.
You can't create a quality of outcome. What gives a DEI program the right to come in and try and alter the nature of things to create a quality of outcome? That's been tried. That didn't work. That was called Marxism.
What I like most about that clip is you didn't really learn anything new. It's just Dr. Phil saying it out loud in front of millions of people. He's effectively amplified your voice. But what did he say? You can't create an equality of outcome. You know that. You can be no more handsome or pretty. You can be no more. I mean, you could be a little faster, but you're not going to outrun a sprinter. You know, you could be a little bit given better shape, but you're not going to outrun a marathoner. There are people built for certain things. A corgi dog is not built to do what a wolfhound does. That's just a fact. It would be like looking at the dog kingdom and saying, okay, we're going to make all these dogs equal. The Rottweiler will be equal to the Chihuahua or vice versa. Yeah, how are you going to do it? Every dog has its purpose. Some of them have none. I mean, they've just been bred to be, you know, companions. But most dogs had a purpose. They were bred for a particular purpose, to hunt rats or squirrels or rabbits or foxes. Some of them were bred to race. Let me put it to you another way. A Rottweiler is not going to outrun a greyhound unless that greyhound is near death. It's not going to happen. But they want equality of outcome. And then he said something else. You want to alter the nature of things. This is why I love what I do. Because we get to go into this stuff. And here's what I like to remind you. I'm not telling you anything new. You already know this stuff. You're bright, brilliant people. What's the next lie? The next lie is America is racist. Well, here's a guy arguing on The View, talking about that. His name is Coleman Hughes.
I have a question, because you write that the anti-racism movement There are a couple of people, I don't even know who they are. Maybe
Robin DiAngelo.
Robin DiAngelo, yeah. Or Ibram Kendi, for instance.
Okay. Well, you say that that is just a form of another form of racism, and you even say it has a lot in common with white supremacy. Those two things.
I compare them
because anti-racism. You're comparing it to white supremacy.
Because they both view your race as an extremely significant part of who you are. So white supremacists, they obviously say, we all know what they say. Okay. Neo-racists like Rob DiAngelo, they say that to be white is to be ignorant, for example. Well, this is a racial stereotype, and I want to call a spade and say this is not the style of anti-racism we have to be teaching our kids. We should be teaching them that your race is not a significant feature of you, who you are. Who you are is your character, your value, and your skin color doesn't say anything about that.
That's actually misrepresenting what Robin DiAngelo's position is.
It's in her book.
So the lady that chimed in at the end was the black chick of Sonny Hoskins, and she says that misrepresents it, and it does not. What he said is exactly what she said. That was in her book. They tell you white people are evil, blah, blah, blah. By visual alone, that is what they tell you. You'll hear black people many times go, white folks are, white folks, white folks. And they're not saying it in jest. They're telling you as generalities, here's what white people are. This is who they are. They're evil. They're this, they're that. That is racism. And he defined it right. I'm an anti-racist. I'm part of the anti-racist movement, and you want to know what it means? It means that you're measured by me based on your character and your value, which is what he was saying. See, folks, I want to break apart some of these leftist lies. The View wanted to argue with him. They wanted to defend the racism inside of the so-called anti-racist movement, which is inherently racist. I know, a lot of ironies there. We'll be back. Keep it here.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
It provides for greater accountability over Ukraine aid.
You're listening to House Speaker Mike Johnson as the House passes a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
It forces an endgame strategy for the Ukraine war. It includes a loan instrument of this foreign aid to Ukraine and the Repo Act to ensure that Russian assets pay for part of the bill.
The Senate expected to vote on this funding on Tuesday, and then the bill heads to President Biden's desk. Now, as for the breakdown of all the money, $61 billion slated for Ukraine, $26 billion heading to Israel, and $8 billion going to Taiwan. Severe weather in North Carolina forcing the Trump campaign to cancel a rally Saturday planned in the town of Wilmington. The former president, who was already in the state, calling into the rally to ask supporters to move out of the area as a severe storm was moving in.
I'm devastated that this could happen.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Today, President Biden taking his economic tour to Pittsburgh after stopping in his hometown of Scranton, PA, and bashing his rival Donald Trump.
Folks, trickle-down economics failed the middle class. It failed America. And the truth is, Donald Trump embodies that failure. He wants to double down on trickle-down. His failure starts with his $2 trillion tax cut that overwhelmingly benefited the wealthiest and biggest corporations and exploded the federal debt when he was president. I think it's outrageous. Trump wants to renew another round of billionaire tax breaks and corporate giveaways.
Tony Militantri lives in a town outside Scranton. He's a former union electrician who switched from Democrat to Republican and is planning to vote for Donald J. Trump. And Tony joins me now. Tony, great to have you here. Is that campaign message on the economy, comparing his view to Donald J. Trump's view, is that resonating with you?
Oh, very much so. Every time he opens his mouth, he's lying. That's exactly what I can see. And everything he says and does, it just costs everybody else more money and paid in taxes. It's crazy. He brings all these people into our country that we pay for. And that's the title of what, that's what happens today in the world. It's ridiculous.
And to be clear, you used to not just be an electrician. You were a union blue Democrat, that classic, you know, run-of-the-mill, normal American from Scranton, PA, commuting to New York City every day to work on the skyscrapers as an electrician, making this country work. Yet despite that pedigree, you're planning on voting for Trump. Why?
I believe he has the formula to bring our country back in line. The only problem that Donald Trump has is he talks too much sometimes. And I think people feel that he's looking for the, how could I put it, the fame and fortune, which he already has. But to see everybody go against him and what's happening to him, it's ridiculous. You have to be blind not to see what they're doing. And the Democrats get away with everything. They can do whatever they want or say whatever they want.
Blue Dog Democrat says he's going to vote for Donald Trump. But the lie is that, well, everybody hates Trump, right? Everybody wants to see Trump go to prison. Everybody thinks that Trump is a violent person, right? Democrats say we're a violent group of people, we conservatives. I'm talking about breaking down the lies, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Are you violent by nature? You know what I find conservatives to be? Very contemplative. Don't misunderstand me. We have all the ilk of society. We have the hotheads. I consider myself sort of one of them. I've learned to you know, rein it in a bit. But don't get me going, boy. As they say, my blood goes. I can't even not show it until it's time to throw down. That's when I get as calm. I don't think anybody even realizes how calm I get when I'm at the point of it's over. I'm talking still waters run deep, calm. Up to that point, I can be excitable, and I get that excitable. Even if I'm like in competitive situation, like I'm playing spades, I'm at woo. You can see the whole thing, but boy, once everything settles in, and I'm like, okay, it's over. Whew. Calm. It's a great feeling too. I got to practice it more. Anyway, this Blue Dog Democrat's going to vote for Donald Trump. I'll ask you this question. You think he's the only one? As he is describing other veterans who are upset, homeless veterans, people that think like we do, and probably supported the old Kennedy Democrats. What do you think? Is he an outlier? And speaking of violence, we have a clip on the Democrats talking about violent rhetoric.
We had to throw a punch.
Donald Trump, I think you need to go back and punch him in the face.
That I thought he should have punched him in the face. I
feel like punching him.
I'd like to take him behind the gym if I were in high school.
If you're in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
No, I wish you were in high school, I could take him behind the gym.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
Take him out now.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Please, get up in the face of some Congress people.
People will do what they do.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
We're going to go in there, we're going to...
This is just a warning to you Trumpers. Be careful. Walk lightly. And for those of you who are soldiers, make them pay.
Make them pay. That's right. But we're the violent ones. The jails are full of leftists. And let me tell you, forget the jails. Go to the academia. Go to academia and listen to professors and see what they say about us. See what they say about you. The people who pay most of their bills. See what they say about you. You think it's even-handed? If you're a professor and you try to be even-handed, do you realize how much trouble you will get into? Remember that young professor? He talked about critical thinking and somebody made a comment. He says, okay, well, let's go with what you said, but then let's look at it from the other perspective. And the people, whoa, and they reported him. And this guy, young guy, I'm telling you, I would have easily let one of my kids be in his class. Because he immediately said, okay, well, look, let's roll with that. But let's also look at it from this perspective. What would the other side say? And he gave a very cogent argument, discussion about how you want to dissect what the student had said. He gets reported. These people, again, we're going to break down the lies. The lies are they are inclusive. They want to listen. Don't they do the snap, 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 snap if you're giving your opinion? Go give your opinion in a leftist audience and watch what happens. See how inclusive they are. See how equitable they are. See how diverse in thought they are. The minute you say something, these people will bite your head off. They will. The only time they will come after you, I'm going to tell you right now, is in a crowd. A leftist, for the most part, is not going to confront anybody that gives equal energy one-to-one. I don't care if you're a 5'2", 100-pound woman, and you're against a 5'10", 200-pound dude. If that woman gives him equal energy back on the right, he will walk away. But if they think they've got an advantage, they will go for it almost every time in a crowd. They will, oh yeah, boo, they attack. If somebody speaks out against Trump in a crowd, while there may be some people that go, oh, shut up and sit down, I would say, make your case. Come on up, make your case. Because you know what's going to happen? If I'm at a symposium and somebody says, Donald Trump, this, that, and the other, I'd say, give him a microphone. Because as far as I'm concerned, we've been called out. So let's go toe to toe. And you give your case, I'll give my case. And here's the reason why I tell you I will do it. I do it because I know with 100% certainty I'm going to embarrass that clown. Not only am I going to embarrass him about Donald Trump, I'm going to ask him questions about who he supports. I'm not going to make it, well, Joe Biden, I'm going to say, who do you support? Did you support Barack Obama? Did you support Joe Biden? Okay, now we have even more ground to stand on, right? And then I'm going to rip him a new one, and it would be easy. Democrats like spreading lies. They create lies. They foment lies. They manufacture lies. They then sell and package the lies. Inflation is good. Well, have you tried looking at houses? Mortgage rates have topped 7% for the first time. Mortgage rates during the Trump era were 2%. And if you had really good credit, you could get it under 2%. But now mortgage rates have made housing unaffordable. And for the record, it's not over. It's still likely to rise. Have you looked at the price of gasoline a week or so? We actually celebrated, Melissa and I. She had to go to California, work on her dad's property. And we had filled up the vehicle that was there at, when gas was $5. She said, hey, we got a little bit of a bonus. I said, what's that? She said, well, the car was full, so I don't have to pay the extra dollar a gallon. Gasoline has gone up in California. So, you know, shorted? Did we short our gasoline? Or I don't know. We did an option on gasoline, and we won this time. Oh, my goodness. You think Bidenflation's going to go away? Or you believe in the rhetoric? Because Joe Biden will make you believe that it's going away. It's transient. What's the Republican strategy on all this bad news? We'll get to that when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit FarmSafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehiwa Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Do you think Democrats have your best interest in mind as they put together various proposals, various ideas, whatever? I don't care how sweet it sounds. It's like that show Wishmaster. No matter how you wish, it isn't going to turn out the way you think. I can't remember. I have a joke about a wish, like a Wishmaster joke. It's a little bit off color, or I tell it on the radio, but it's hysterical. And it's what this guy wished for. Just as they say, be careful what you wish for. I have a list here. These are Democrat-backed bills in California. You ready? SB 145 allows convicted pedophiles to not register as sex offenders if the victim was over age 14 and there was a 10-year or less age difference. So in other words, if the victim is 14 and a half, and the perpetrator is 24, you're good. SB 132 allows men to transfer into women's prison if they identify, self-identify
as a woman. No guardrails. You can, these are easily looked up. That's why I'm giving you the number. Here's another one. AB5. Ended the livelihoods of millions of independent, hardworking business owners and gig workers starting in January 2020. I think that's the one where you can't, you know, like if somebody was a theoretical 1099 employee, like doing handyman work for you, you now have to declare them as employees. So these independent workers that liked just being able to go and, you know, do, jobs here and there, they cut it off. And they cut it off because they want to make sure they know every dime you have. They also want you paying into that system. See, the system means when somebody's an employee, they got to match your FICA and all the other, you know, the FICA. Well, independently, you do as well, but it's a lot more difficult to control. A lot of these people, too, they know it was black market. They would get paid under the table. Let's move on. AB 665 gave insurance equity, but also allows children 12 plus to run away from home and state. The state will house them with no parental consent. That's AB 665. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, talking about the lies that Democrats tell. See, a lot of the things that they do, they're born of a good intention. I will give them that. In many cases, you know, you have the one-offs or whatever. There are cases, for example, where a 21-year-old was dating a 17-year-old. 4-year difference, but maybe not so much in maturity, depending upon the girl and the, you know, the level of maturity of the guy and the girl. And, you know, the guy gets considered statutory rape or whatever and serves time in prison for a consensual relationship that might have just been a regular relationship. Think about what it was in the old days when, you know, people got married at 16 and 14. You know, had the guy been 19 and 17, again, that situation might work here as well, where 19 and 17, oh, it's statutory rape. So people were using that as sort of a warning sign to keep others away from their daughters, or in some cases, I guess, sons, and it was abused. But does the abuse, you know, in other words, if we can't look at it from the standpoint of a relationship versus the standpoint of a sexual predator, shame on us as a society. Surely there's a law that says if they were in a consensual relationship, that has to be handled differently and should not fall under a particular, you know, SB whatever. In this case, SB 145. Right, here's another one. SB 107. They created California as a sanctuary state for child sterilization and mutilation. Gives the state power to take custody of kids from any state if one parent doesn't agree. I don't know the details around that, but apparently if one parent wants their child to go through this sexual mutilation, that's all it takes. You didn't have to have unanimous consent. So who wins that battle? And should there really be a battle with that? Holy crap, California parents, when do you strike back? Here's another one, Prop 47. Measure reducing the criminal penalties on many nonviolent drug and property crimes from felonies to misdemeanors. I don't mind that one necessarily. Maybe you don't either. I understand crime is crime, but there are crimes that I think are punished too much when it involves a chemical, and that chemical doesn't involve, your pursuit of that chemical doesn't involve hurting somebody. Here's another one, AB 1078, removes local control of school boards and silences parents who object to inappropriate policies and sexual, let's see, is there some more to this? Yeah, material in their schools. So essentially, takes away the power from the school, because school boards have a lot of power. In your local jurisdiction, you can say, we're not following this standard. Keep your money, we don't care. Let's see, SB 114 makes child sex trafficking a serious felony. It was blocked by the Democrats, Public Safety Committee, but ultimately passed after public outcry. Sex trafficking, do you remember we did a thing on this where people did not know that sex trafficking of children in California was not a misdemeanor? I mean, it was not a felony. It was a misdemeanor. People thought automatically it's got to be a felony. Here's one. These are good bills that were backed by Democrats. SB 44 would have de-incentivized selling fentanyl by charging drug dealers with murder if the user dies. And they blocked it. And I do understand that the reason for that, the rationale is, it's like saying, I'm going to sell you a car, and I don't know whether you know how to drive or whatever. I don't know if you are going to drive the speed limit or if you're going to drive like a bat out of H.E. Double Crooked Socks. So if you get in this car and you kill somebody, is it my fault? If you decide you want to take fentanyl, it's not my business. I don't believe it should be sold, but I don't think it's the seller that's got the problem. So I don't, that's one I will give the Democrat lawmakers some credit to say, look, you know, we're not going to punish somebody for a crime. It would be, you know, it's like a restaurant serving something and they tell you, hey, if you eat this, I think it's called, what's it called? The fugu, the puffer fish. They warn you, if you eat this fish, you could die. So then you die and then you want to be mad at the restaurant. I wouldn't support that. They give you a warning. If you order, I mean, it's on the menu. The waiter comes up and says, hey, listen, we do everything we can to prepare this the right way. However, you can still die from this. So, yeah, I don't believe in those. But it doesn't take away the craziness of leftism. We talked, I think it was last week, about the lady that heads up NPR, Catherine Marr, who says that a search for the truth is a problem, that, you know, the search for the truth could lead you to believe that perhaps the search for the truth is not the ultimate thing and you need to entertain other aspects of the truth, nuances of the truth. So the truth can be nuanced to such a degree that it appears, you know, that the truth is not what it is. It's not sacrosanct. And as I've used the lead ball and the feather and all that, a lead ball and a feather and a vacuum fall at the same rate, but outside of the vacuum they don't, because other forces act upon them. But those other forces don't change the nature of gravity. Gravity behaves the same inside the vacuum and outside the vacuum. The only thing that changes is the force that acts upon the object. And that's the human condition. The only thing that changes is the force that acts upon you, the object. But you don't change the fundamental idea of right and wrong, for example. You can nuance it. You can say, is murder right or wrong? Well, it's wrong. Well, is it wrong in self-defense? Ah, you gave me some outside factors to think about. Exactly. And in that respect, if she means it in that respect, which she doesn't, then it's okay. What we've allowed to happen is the nuance has become so fantastical. Nuance, for example, with gender. Most of these things are gender related. A lot of these things are that we just talked about for California. A person can declare themselves to be a woman or a man to be in one prison or the other. That's ridiculous. There's nothing to nuance there. So I have a question for you. What is life if it isn't a search for the truth? When you're searching for who you are, who you represent, that one day of the two best days of your life, the day you were born and the day you find out what you were born to do. How do you search for that? How do you find that if you're not looking for the truth? If you're lying to yourself about what you're good at or what you like or what you have a propensity for, whatever. How can it not be a search for? Everything should be a search for the truth. You should be looking for the truth in your relationships, the truth of your core of your business and your mission and your vision. That is the way we're built. And yes, there will be some outside influences, but nothing that should change you at your core.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.